One Time Plumber, the name is the number. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. One Time Plumber, when you have One Time Plumber on your side, you know, it's in your phone right there. You dial the number, and that's it. And so, like I'm going through, I told my wife the other day, like, when you're on a home, you know this, Will. Something's going to go wrong. So what you're going to get is it's going to be the water heater, the roof, the sinks. There's going to be something wrong. The power is going to go to this, whatever. The grass is going to – I hope it's not plumbing for you. If it is, One Time Plumber is going to straighten it out for you. One Time Plumber. The name is the number. Get in touch with them. One Time Plumber. In Charleston, in Greenville, in Columbia, One Time Plumber. 7956 is Mickey. I hear you talk about crab cakes. I'm going to get me some today. What's the name of the sauce you put on them? That is the roumelade sauce. Am I saying that right? Roumelade? You got to put that on there. Put some tomato, some onions, do a little lettuce, and make a crab cake sandwich. 15 minutes at 350, whatever. You get a little roumelade sauce on there. Now, they got two different kinds over there. They've got the Maryland crab cakes and the Charleston crab cakes. You need to do one of each and do a little Pepsi challenge for you. See if, if that can work out for you.
I'd recommend a little bit of arugula as well.
Right. Right. Can't beat that. Jed gets in with a bunch of really good stuff today. One of those, he goes, how about John Sumrall at Tulane going to Oklahoma? I hate to admit this. But I just did math during the break. What do you think Brent Venables' record is at Oklahoma against Power 5 teams? In 3 years. He's coached in 28 games in 3 years at Oklahoma against Power 5.
28 games. I'll say 17 and 11.
11 and 17.
Oh, goodness.
He beat UTEP, Kent State in year one. That was the two of the wins. That's two non-Power 5 wins. In year two, I'm sure I'm saying this, beat Arkansas State, SMU wasn't in the ACC yet, Tulsa, Cincinnati might have been in the Big 10, Big 12 this time. Central Florida was, so Big 12. And then he comes in the SEC last year, and he beat Temple, Houston, Tulane. Oh, I'll take that back. He also lost one to Navy, who's not Power 5. So he's actually 11 and 16 because the Navy was a loss against a non-Power 5. Beat Maine last year, too.
Still not great. That's, I mean.
I hate to admit it. No one's a bigger Brent Venables fan than me. But quickly, Chad, hang on because I'm coming to you. But Oklahoma, before he got there, I'm going in reverse order starting 2021 and going down. Lincoln Riley's 11-2, 9-2, 12-2, 12-2, 12-2. Bob Stoops was 11-2, 11-2, 8-5, 11-2, 10-3, 10-3, 12-2, 8-5, 12-2, 11-3, 11-3, 8-4, 12-1, 12-2, 12-2, 11-2, 13-0, 7-5, 5-6. You got to go back to the John Blake days where he had three straight losing seasons. You got to go back 27 years to find three out of four losing seasons if you lose this year. To have two losing seasons in 3 years, you got to go back to John Blake 27 years ago. And outside the John Blake years and the Howard Stellenberger year, the Gary Gibbs years were decent. Gary Gibbs had a better record than what Venables has had there. And obviously Barry Switzer, and obviously Chuck Fairbanks, and obviously Bud Wilkinson. I mean, it's a long time. And, again, I'm a huge – no one's a bigger fan of Brent Venables than me. But they're 11 and 16 against Power 5 in 3 years. And he is – let's see if I'm saying this. He's 12 and 14 against conference teams, and he's 2 and 6 in the SEC in year one. And one of those wins was beating Alabama. He also Auburn handed the game last year in late September. So outside the state of Alabama, didn't win a conference game. Yesterday, Chad lit us up with a very intriguing conversation. Chad, Columbia, how you doing?
Nick, I might do it again today.
All right.
So yesterday, somebody on the show compared Cade to Deshaun. You know, stats. Deshaun lost three games as a starter. Okay, he lost at Georgia Tech when he tore his ACL. He lost to Pittsburgh when he threw for 580 yards and three TDs. He scored 42-something points. And then lost to Alabama where he threw for 400, threw four TDs to the peak kid and to a young Hunter Renfro. That was his wide receiver core. Okay. And then, I mean, Mick, those are his three losses. He literally never let us down. We took the ball out of his hand against Pitt on third and fourth down. I feel like if we let him throw, we win that game. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question, Mick, but I'm going to get you two questions. And I want the listeners to weigh in, and I want your honest thoughts. But before I ask questions, I want you to think about these two feelings you had in your stomach and in your heart. Okay. When Jalen Hurts scored in Tampa, and, you know, we had finally taken the lead, first time all game, and then, you know, they convert that long third down to make it fourth and one, and then they eventually score on that long run. I mean, it was sinking. But then you look at the clock and you realize we got number four, and they left us too much time, okay? Think about that feeling, Mick, and then think about the feeling that when Deshaun hit Hunter, okay? And so my questions are this. You said yesterday Clemson fans know what great football looks like. When I think of great, I think of Ring of Honor. So question number one, Mick, if you were the last choice, like the votes were tied, does Deshaun get in or not? What would you say, yes or no? And then number two, do you think he ever will get in the Ring of Honor? Want to get your thoughts, the show's thoughts, and listeners, and I'll hang a bless.
How about that?
Man, this guy always delivers.
He delivers.
Chad always delivers.
He delivers. So, one of the things that's going to hurt Deshaun currently that won't hurt him later is we're still in that discovery mode, discovery session. I hope we're out of it. But, and look, what he did, you can debate. Now, I'm not here to do all that with you. I don't know all the facts, and I don't know anyone who does know all the facts besides Deshaun. So, but one of the things that happens there is that you can't do it now because there's always potential that something else might be out there. You're still in discovery mode. Like,
you can't take them out of the Ring of Honor.
Right, right. Once you put them in, you can't take them out. And at this point in time, I don't think there's anything in there. But, like, when you put in C.J. Spiller, you feel pretty good that you're not going to get some bombshell dropped on you. So this is where time will help him a little bit there, because the farther we go now, like, when it was all piled on him, and the next story that came out, and the next one that came out. And don't get me wrong, I think he's guilty of a lot of stuff he was accused of. I think he's probably innocent of a lot of stuff he's accused of. There's a pile-on thing on there. And when the pile-on came on, even the stuff that was right or wrong, you weren't shocked by any of it. Whereas the longer you go away from it, now it becomes a little bit more, you get desensitized to it, where your sensitivity is building back up now. Now you go, really? I didn't believe that. I thought that was behind him. I didn't know that was kind of the deal there. So, with that said, you got to wait a little bit. And the other one there is that the longer something goes, you know, there's a saying that time and its passage heals all things. That the older someone gets and the longer something goes, then you can kind of, those kind of, our memories kind of fade a little bit through that. So, I think that I would put him in Ring of Honor. I would just let time kind of simmer it a little bit. You know, it's went from boiling. Let's let it simmer. Let's get that, take it down a notch or two. Let time do that naturally for us. Thoughts?
I would say no to both.
No Ring of Honor.
And I honestly my perception of him now, I don't think there's coming back from. The public perception is not great.
Yeah.
It's not great, and I think that's going to take a lot to outshine what he's already done. in the negatives that he's already done.
Here's what I don't know, and I got to go back. First of all, I don't know what happened. Let's be clear. But also, I've not really kept up with, like, what's and part of it is because there's legal aspects to this. But, like, what's he admitted to, and what did he – what's he sorry for, and what's his repenting level? Repention. I don't know if that's the right word or not. Like, to what level has he repented? Because, you know, look, let's be totally clear. I was listening to Billy Graham this morning on the way over. And Billy Graham said, I am a sinner, man. I have sinned. I've broken a couple of the Ten Commandments. I have messed up, man. I have. And Will, you have, and Landon, you have, and Chad has. There is a level of forgiveness in there that we're taught to do. And now, part does depend on just what level to you are sincerely apologetic for. There's some moral issues in there, and there's some legal issues in there still. And those aren't easy, man. Those aren't easy to navigate. And even legally, there's different levels. We talk about this all the time. Driving 57 in a 55 is different than driving 90 in a 55. But more than that, from a morals standpoint, everybody's line is different there too. And I will tell you this, there will be a lot of Clemson fans right now that will welcome him back with open arms and love on him and remember all the great stuff. And then there's a level of Clemson fans out there that would say, no, I can't. So there's something in there, man. There's something in there.
I think if you're going to take one person from that national championship run in those championship appearances, I think there's somebody who is in the Ring of Honor, and I think that's Hunter Renfrow. And if you look at his character and what he also did, I think that kind of trumps Deshaun Watson and gives you an excuse to just not put him in there.
Yeah. You know, in my opinion, Christian Wilkins will be in the Ring of Honor. Dexter Lawrence will be in the Ring of Honor. You know, Artavis Scott's the all-time lead receiver in school history. Will he be in there? I don't know. You know, Gallman's and the ETNs and the – I mean, there's a lot. And Trevor will be in the Ring of Honor. There's a lot in there. But it's not an easy question. It's really not. Let me get Georgia Greg. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. By the way, let me say this. I don't think there's a right answer or wrong answer there. I think that's up to every individual, the what you're comfortable with, what you aren't, and your level of forgiveness and your level of condemnation. Like, that's, you know, everybody kind of walks their own. I'm not here to convince anybody, because I don't think I can convince anybody on a yes or no through that stuff. But anyway, I am interested in 2 cents. So,
as an outside fan, Deshaun was the leader of that team during that time period. And I think you're right. I think you've got extremes on both sides will never change their mind. I think you've got the middle base that you'll have to see what happens over time. And a lot might happen on how Deshaun handles things the next 10, 15 years for the public perception. Your next opponent is LSU, and, you know, they have Billy Cannon. And I'm trying to think of, was he – he's in their, like, Hall of Fame thing, right?
I think he is.
You think it was before or after he got in trouble with counterfeiting? I don't know.
Yeah, let me go back. And by the way, I'm going to be on an LSU station later this week, and I'll bring that up.
Curious to how that happened with that fan base. Did he have to go? Was he already in there and then he got caught? Or did over time, you know, the fan base realize the importance? And to me, Deshaun Watson did a lot more than Billy Cannon did. I mean, his was a punt return. Deshaun Watson was a lead of two teams over 2 years that were right there at the end. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think it's a – unknown answer right now because I think time will tell. And I think a lot will determine by how Deshaun acts over the next 10, 15 years. I think you're right. It's not now. It's going to be down the road.
You know, I'm making sure my time frames are right here. Cannon graduated from LSU in 1959, and his issues came. They were some real estate investments, some gambling debts in there. That was 1983. So he was in his 40s or 50s maybe during the bad time there. And, you know, that maybe I'm wrong. And there were a lot more legal issues there than well, some moral issues, too, with Cannon. With that being said, though, sometimes I think, you know, a 21 or 22-year-old mistake is different than a mistake as a 40 or 50-year-old. I'm wiser in my 40s and 50s. And while I'm not
– right.
Again, it's apples to oranges maybe, but it seemed like to me that, you know, here's a man – and who knows what happened and why he – I mean, who knows why he did what he did. But you know what? That's a different time, a different place. I don't know. Interesting. It is interesting. But they did welcome him back.
My thought is he was already
welcomed him back.
My thought is he was already inducted before.
He was, but they welcomed him back in 2003 during a homecoming. I'm reading right now. They put him on the field and the fans gave him a standing ovation in 2003. Yeah. And that was after his troubles, which really began in 1983. So 20 years later, they had him back on the field and welcomed him back home.
Well, like I said, that's time right there. That's time and reflection and all that. Yeah. So that might happen for Deshaun. Who knows?
Yeah. And hopefully, I think Billy Cannon, if I'm right now, I'm very much saying, I think Billy Cannon did turn his life back around and was like this model inmate that did dental work and, you know, in the penitentiaries. I think he was a model guy there, which might help a little bit. You know, it's complicated, man. It's very complicated.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. If that happens, yeah. I think there's a chance because I think Deshaun was your leader at that time.
Oh, but, yeah, I agree with that. I guess we'd wrap it up maybe this, Greg, is that there's still that answer to that question is still to be written maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Good stuff, Greg. I appreciate it, buddy.
Right. Take
care of yourself. Is that fair, guys? I don't know the answer to that yet because I don't think that answer's been determined yet.
I think that's fair. Too early to tell.
Yeah. Let's see how the next 10 years go and see if we change the way we feel in 10 years. I'll tell you this. I felt differently about Pete Rose. During the show 25 years ago, I argued vehemently against Pete Rose, and I changed my mind. Short break. Much more on the other side right after this.
It's been over 2 years since Bobby Carpenter had regenerative treatments at QC Kinetics. He needed relief from knee pain, but he wanted to avoid surgery.
I thought I might have to have my knee scoped, had some injuries, some lingering pain from stuff that I had been dealing with from years of playing professional football, and things had kind of flared up again. I started talking to a friend of mine who's orthopedic, and he was like, well, try to avoid surgery if you can.
And you absolutely can avoid surgery. QC Kinetics provides patients with state-of-the-art regenerative treatments, orthobiologics from your own body, that help heal and restore damaged aching joints. And we'll let Bobby tell you about that.
It was all of a sudden that one day, a couple months later, I was, let's go jog, let's try to see what I could do. And the more I did, I was pain-free with it, and it was actually a pretty remarkable process.
Before going under the knife, see if you're a candidate for non-surgical joint pain treatments at QC Kinetics. Call them today.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
It's bow time. When you combine the bold taste of a Bojangles Chicken Supreme with dill pickles, Carolina Gold barbecue sauce, and a toasted bun that's great on the go, you get Bo's Bird Dog. In fact, you can grab two of them for $5. Available for a limited time only. It's bow time.
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside Newtique Boutique on Pendleton Square.
Be part of a premier event when Little League International presents the Senior League Baseball World Series July 26th through August 2nd and easily at the J.B. Owens Ballpark. The world's best 13 to 16-year-olds from the U.S., Europe, Asia, Canada, Latin America, and Australia come to Easley with the championship game August 2nd. Join thousands and support the Senior League Baseball World Series, July 26th through August 2nd, J.B. Owens Ballpark in Easley. Find out on social media under Senior League Baseball World Series.
Need a new financial institution? Visit any of State Credit Union's 20 branches. Need to buy a new car? Apply on State Credit Union's website. Need to buy a new home? Call State Credit Union's mortgage department. Need to pay bills on the go? Use State Credit Union's mobile banking app. No matter what financial service you need, you'll find it at State Credit Union. Learn more at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. NMLS number 478278. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Childress here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Haidt from 9 a.m. to noon all week as we are coming live from Charlotte for ACC kickoff. This will feature interviews from coaches, interviews from players from all of the favorite teams across the ACC, but most importantly, your Clemson Tigers, which are slated for Thursday on our itinerary. A jam-packed week of college football content live from ACC kickoff in Charlotte. You won't want to miss a minute of the action, folks, and we're still taking calls and texts at 654-ROAR. See you soon and looking forward to it.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, where we're always accepting new listener transfers from the transfer portal 365 days a year. Sorry, Leap Day.
Come on!
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Roosters MGC, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road in Greenville. Get your haircut like a man. Take care of it. RoostersMGC.com. We love Roosters. We love what they've done for so many great men out there. Straight razor shave. Back of the neck, straight razor shave. Get cleaned up. Get it done. Get ready for that next big meeting. Take care of it. Of our great friends over at Roosters. To a guest signs a moment with Milt, Dr. Milt Lauder, sports and performance psychologist. Good morning, Dr. Lauder. How you doing this morning?
Oh, doing great, Mickey. Great start to the day. That song kind of gets my mind right and gets me ready for football. So it's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a great day. We are blessed to have this great day and blessed to have you on with us this morning. All right, I got to run some things by you because I need to know when to say whoa and when to say sick'em. All right? My six-year-old son is ultra competitive. Like he does stuff like he tells me, he goes, "Dad," and by the way, he's very confident in himself. He said, "Dad, I think I'm the fastest guy in the world." I went, "Well, Drake, you're not the fastest." And he says, "Dad, I think I can run 28 miles an hour. That's what Lyles runs. I think I can run it." So I prove him wrong. I get him out of the car, and he goes, "Well, let's see." So we're on our street, and I'm driving. And by the way, he's running about 14 miles an hour. He's doing great. So then he goes, "Well, at least I'm faster than you." And so, well, no. So we race in the yard, and he goes, "Well, the reason you beat me, your legs are longer." Like he keeps coming up with these reasons why, whatever. But in his head, at least, he thinks he should win, or he believes that in himself. So do I say whoa or sick him? Do I sick reality on him and beat him in a race, or do I let him think that he's faster?
Well, again, he's in constant comparison. That's his competition, right?
Yes, always.
He's in constant comparison with you, with the world, with everybody else.
Yes.
So elevating above that. Now, we got to remember, he's really young.
Yes.
And you know, Will Smith had a great quote a long time ago, being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity.
I love that.
He said, is it realistic to walk into a room and hit a light switch and the lights come on? He said, no, but fortunately Edison didn't think so. Is it realistic to take a sheet of metal and fold it together and fly it over the ocean? He said, no, that's unrealistic, but that, you know, the Wright brothers didn't think so. So part of that is, and I firmly believe, Mickey, there's a song in South Pacific, if you never have a dream, you never have a dream come true. And so I'm kind of probably speaking out of both sides of my mouth here as we're talking, but one, I love the dream. I love the competitive spirit. I love the confidence. But what you start, it's a false sense of confidence that comes from a fixed mindset. Like, I'm faster than you. I'm faster than everybody else. I mean, Scotty Scheffler, Mike Noonan texts me on Sunday. He's like, hey, I don't know if you're watching this press conference, but this is a master class on performance. And so we got to start redirecting him to say, hey, let's go be the best that we can be. It doesn't make us any less competitive if we're in it to win it.
Yeah.
I think that's where people get confused. But we also don't want to build up a false sense of self-esteem. And I think that's what so many parents do today. They try to build their child's self-esteem, and they label them as, you're the fastest, you're the smartest, you're the brightest, you're the best. What happens when they come into people who really are? And they've only been successful because they think they're faster, better, or smarter, and they overlook the things that really drive success, the things that really fuel winning, like grit and perseverance and toughness and mindset, all those factors.
All right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, go ahead.
So last night we're putting and chipping on a putting green. And he's practicing 4 and 5 footers, and he'll say, Dad, if I make this one, I'm the best 6-year-old putter in the world. Right. Or if I make this one, then I'll, but not just that one. Like, I'll give him, like, he'll be on a putting green 3 balls. All right. You gotta, from here to there, here, this hole, that hole, I need to see it, do it in 6 or less. And so, or 8 or less, and he'll get it 7. And then he'll say, all right, I gotta do better than 7. 6. All right, I gotta do better than 6, 5. So it's always, he's so measurable.
Now, I love that.
Okay.
Like I love that. It's like, hey, I'm going to do it better than I did last time.
Right.
Like, that's so good.
Right.
And I think we all should have that kind of mindset. Hey, can we just get a little bit better than we were before? Like, that's a great competitive spirit. And I think it's, you got to dance the dance as a dad when your kids are young. You got to keep them in the game. You got to make it fun. If you just beat his brains out when he's 6, you aren't making anything fun. And so part of the research on developing athletes, developing good citizens, is let them have a lot of different opportunities. Let them develop a positive attitude. Let them learn to be a good teammate. Let them learn to share in the glory and share in the success. Let them learn to deal with a little bit of adversity. But most of all, let them have a little bit of fun. And so the best in the world, my brother and I used to play everything. Growing up in the country, it was one-on-one everything, and everything was a championship of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was a championship for the world.
I got one for you, Doc. I got one for you. Last night it was, Dad, if I make this putt, I'm the best there ever was, best there is, best there ever was, best there ever shall be. I'm like, yeah, man, like the champion of the entire free world. I used to do that when I was a kid. This match, right, this Nerf basketball game is for the championship of the entire free world.
Yeah. And so have fun with that. Like, reality will come soon enough, right? Like,
right.
You want them to dream big. But I think we as parents have to reinforce and reward the effort versus the outcome. We have to find the gifts in our children and find a way to bring them out without breaking other people down, without comparing them to other children.
All right,
now you got 2. That's really going to be important.
Oh, now this next one, buddy. I ain't even started on getting you on that one, but I'll tell you about that one later, too. All right, so here's another one. And I thought about you the other day, how do I handle this? Every time we go to the pool 3 or 4 days a week now, because it's so hot outside, you got to do this. Dad, rate this handstand right here. How about this handstand, Dad? All right. Dad, watch. You got to handstand. Well, I get up to where I give him a 9 or a 10, but he wants to do better than a 10. So now I got to break the 10 barrier. It's like, okay, this is 11 or a 12. So 1 through 10 doesn't even matter anymore. But I started thinking about, like, that's okay, right? That's all right to say, if on a scale of 1 to 10, 12 or 13. That's not reality, but at least in his mind, he's broken some imagination. Is that fair, or should I stay 1 to 10?
Well, I mean, you got to remember he's still 6. So
right,
yeah, I mean,
right.
Like, I'm getting ready to speak some blasphemy, and this may end my days at Clemson, but the 110% or keep your hands off my rock, I don't know how to measure 110%. There's no such thing.
Right.
And so it's 100%. And so that, I've always struggled with that just from a statistically black and white method. How do you measure 12 on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you measure 110% on 0 to 100? So, but what I hear in that, Mickey, and the research supports this, and moms hate to hear this, young boys are constantly looking at their dads and thinking and asking, does my dad think I have what it takes?
Yeah.
Does my dad think I can do something? Does my dad think this is pretty cool? He's looking for that constant affirmation and respect. And they tend to get it from moms unconditionally. Dads would be a little bit more difficult, but that's what I hear in his heart. And so if you want to give him a 15 on a scale of 1 to 10 in that moment, and that's fun, and it gives him some affirmation, all by all means, do it.
All right. Now, this is the tough one. This is what I really wanted to get to. I take him to – we're big Yankee fans. And I take him to the Yankees and Braves game Friday night. And the Braves score 3 in the first. The Yankees look lifeless. It's bad. It's his first Major League Baseball game. He's all excited about it. I mentioned this on the air. Oh, by the way, he's so disappointed because I said, man, we got to get there for early for batting practice. He thought he was taking batting practice on the field. Like, not the players. Like, I did a terrible job as a dad thinking that, no, it's actually Aaron Judge that's going to be hitting, not you. Right? But with that said, and to be right, just how young he is, like, instead of taking the glove, he wants to take his glove and his Yankee bomber bear, like a little stuffed animal.
Oh, right? I love it. So
we end up leaving the glove at home or in the car so he could take bomber bear with us. But Braves score 3 in the bottom of the first, and, man, the tears kind of well up in his eyes. He doesn't let it go yet, but I could just see, man, uh-oh. And then the Yankees down 7-0, and at the end of the seventh run, like, full-blown tears down the face. And look, I'm going to tell you, Doc, that was me. Rotary club baseball, when I played Dixie Youth, 8 to 12, over 5 years, I lost maybe 6 baseball games and cried like a baby after all 6, even as a 12-year-old, like cried after a loss. What do I do next time I see tears well up in his eyes when he or his team is losing?
Well, you turned out okay, I think.
I don't know.
And so, to me, I mean, I was an emotional. I still am emotional. And so you think about all the adrenaline and all the anxiety and all the energy that he had going to that game. And so the crying is just another expression. I think it's okay to cry. I think it's okay to share those emotions. I think it doesn't mean that he's not going to be tough. Doesn't mean he's always going to cry. In fact, the funny story I tell about my rehearsal dinner is I'm a crier too. My father-in-law stood up and said, Milton and Caroline have a unique relationship. Oh, I don't know if I was supposed to say this. You might get upset. When they get in a fight, she goes outside and cuts the grass, and he goes upstairs and cries. And so it's okay to share those emotions.
Let me ask Mickey. Yeah, yes.
Lost you.
That's okay. We got you back.
So what'd you do to him? What'd you say?
I tried to say, Drake, this thing, it's not over. We played 27 outs. Do not give up on your team. We're going to find a way. We're down 7-0, man, and there's no way that we're going to come back. But I'm telling you, Drake, you don't give up on your team, man. We're going to fight back. Is the game over with? Nope. You don't give up. We're going to fight. We're going to fight to the end.
Awesome. Yeah. And he got over it?
Well, he wasn't happy. And you know, we did win the next 2 games and win the series, and he took some pride in that. But, you know, in his mind, like, this is my first game. Like, I want to win my first one. Which means, but on the way home, I'm having to check flights to New York City so we can go to Yankee Stadium and see if I can win him a game later this year. You know, got to drop another grand on that deal to see if he can win one.
So I wouldn't overthink it. I mean, I wouldn't. Now, if he's 16 and he goes to a game and they're down 7, he starts crying, then you maybe need to think and go get him some help.
Yeah.
But right now, how you handle it is great. It's okay to be emotional. It's okay to show those emotions. I think too many men, as we age, we don't share the emotions. Now, if, you know, if that becomes a problem in his competitive spirit, as he starts playing flag football and he doesn't get the ball or he doesn't score and he starts crying and whining and those things, and then maybe you'll handle it a little bit differently. But what you're talking about at the Yankees game, I don't think that's that big of a deal.
Well, here's the thing, too. Like, he doesn't cry when when his team loses games. But maybe it's like the iconic, like, that's the Yankees. That's my team I look up to. You know, I thought they were going to be better than that kind of a thing. But
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay, that's good. If I did have something to worry about, how can I reach you? Amplus.com. What are you doing? I got many, many more, buddy. Believe me, you're going to have a field day with me for the next few years.
You know, what's the old commercial? You know, we know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two. I've learned so much of what not to do as a dad and how not to parent and what not to say. And that's kind of how the blessing of my profession, as you try to grow professionally, you really grow and personally. And as you grow personally, hopefully you grow professionally. And so I'm thankful for you, Mickey, and just a chance to be a part of your life. And hopefully these conversations help encourage you and encourage others. And I think really that's what motivates and inspires us at Amplus. How can we encourage others? How can we inspire others to not only pursue better and be the best that they can be, but also be better for the people and things that matter most in their life? And so we find that harmony between well-being and performance, and those are the spaces we really enjoy.
Place to find at amplus.com. Get in touch with these excellent people and let them answer and help and guide and get that growth mindset in your everyday world. Doc, I always appreciate it, my friend. Love to talk to you soon. You gave me some great news about your family. I'll pass that along, and our prayers are still with you guys, and let us know if you need anything.
Oh, man, really appreciate the prayers and support from you and everybody else. Thanks, Mickey.
Awesome. Dr. Milt Louder, amplus.com, A Moment with Milt. A short break. We'll come back. Prime Lending is helping folks. I told you we gave the Prime Lending number out already on the show today. Someone said, I need a local mortgage. Will Clinton, you need three estimates. He says three. If this is one of the ones that you choose to give your three estimates, they're going to do a great job for you. You're going to love our great friends over at Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, all those great friends of mine that did it for me, they'll do it for you too at PrimeLendingSC.com. One open phone line. I'm going to tell you Ring of Honor, yes or no. He asked about Deshaun. I have others. We'll get into that segment number two right after this.
Folks, I think we can all agree America is facing a health crisis. Lots of folks are looking at medication, shots, and pills to do the trick. But the reality is that the answer is natural. And the answer can be found through our friends at PhD Weight Loss. You're going to drop pounds not only safer, but also faster the natural way. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks without rebound weight gain, without hunger cravings, and without long-term dependency on medications, because I don't want to be on medication for the rest of my life, and I bet you don't either. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team would love to help you. Here's the deal. You can get started right now with a free body scan and personalized metabolic assessment. It takes less than 5 minutes, and I can't tell you how helpful it was for me setting myself up for success in the long term. You'll hold the keys to your personalized metabolic plan in your hand. Don't trade your health for a quick fix. Don't become another statistic. You can do this. Call now for your free body scan, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I do have a favorite child.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's the Actually Really Seriously best sale of the year for real at Mattress Firm. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 on Sealy and get a free adjustable base, plus fast free delivery. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
Experience unbeatable value at Toyota of Easley. Kick off your summer with incredible low rates and loyalty cash on a new Toyota Camry. Choose from their huge selection on the lot and drive home today in your new Camry. If you need new tires, take advantage of their buy three, get the fourth $4 sale running through July. Ensure a safe drive with great prices. Call 864 855-2233. Visit toyotaofeasley.com or stop by for a test drive today. Toyota of Easley on Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
East Main Furniture in Easley, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-4426-054 today.
Tee off your morning with the Mickey Flyler Show, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
We take out our drivers, we tee up, and that ball goes sailing up into the sky, holds there for a moment, and then...
Only on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Greer Flooring gonna help you out with your hardwood floors, your tile floors, your carpet, your area rugs. They're gonna do a great job of all that. They've got the best products. You're gonna be amazed by what it looks like. The installation teams are awesome. Their warranties on the back end of it are amazing, and their team is gonna help you out. You're gonna love dealing with Greer Flooring Center and Greer for 35 years now, and easily helping folks get with them. The floor visualizer stuff, all the great products, and go back and read their Google reviews. Very important part of what they do. So great friends over at Greer Flooring Center in Greer, and right here now at 5606 Cal Memorial Highway in Easley. All right, Chad brought it up earlier. Deshaun Watson, Ring of Honor or not, and I think is there anything else we want to add to that? In case you missed that, I know a lot of you in the cars. My point was that, I mean, I even went back and read what Deshaun was accused of. And let me be very, very clear about this. There are two sides to every story, and I don't know what happened, and I'm not here to convince you. If you believe in the 24 stories or zero of the stories, I can't convince you otherwise, and I don't have that desire to, because I truly don't know. I imagine the truth is probably somewhere between all of that. There are so many discrepancies in what both sides are saying. It's extremely complicated. And there's stuff that... it's not appropriate for the show. And then there's, you know, I'm sure there's a pile-on aspect of it, and there's a money aspect of it and all that too. But so I don't know. And I'm not here to convince you otherwise, because I'm not good enough to do that. I'm not smart enough to do it. I don't know what happened. If I knew what would happen, I'd try to convince you. But I don't know what happened. So with that said, the answer there was, Deshaun getting the Ring of Honor or not? And the answer there is, I don't know, and let's let time... let's see how time works and how time changes our perception either way. Fair? Anybody going to add anything to that right now? All right. There are eight other guys that I have on the list right now for Ring of Honor. And by saying no to a couple of these guys, that is not, to be clear, that is not an insult. You're a Hall of Famer. There are levels of Hall of Fame. And I feel bad, because I'm going to say no on a couple of guys that I really like and think are unbelievable players, but they don't deserve to be in the Ring of Honor, just because that's elite of the elite of the elite kind of a thing. And just for reference in this, Clemson currently in football in the Ring of Honor, the 1981 National Championship team, Banks McFadden, C.J. Spiller, Fred Cone, Jeff Davis, Jay Butler, LeVon Kirkland, Steve Fuller, Terry Kinnard, Danny Ford, Frank Howard, and Bob Bradley, SID, in the stadium over there. other sports now. There's others. Coach Wilhelm, certainly there's Rusty Atkins, Dale Davis, Tree Rollins in basketball, men's golf, Charles Warren, Jonathan Bird, Kevin Johnson. It's about time for Lucas to get in there as well. The 84 soccer team, 87 soccer team. About time to put the other soccer team national championships in there. Michael Green in track. Barbara Kennedy in women's basketball. Delilah Arrington in women's soccer. Julie Coyne in women's tennis with Susan Hill. And Kim Graham and Tina Krebs in track and field, women's track and field. So that said, I think that it is very, very clear that Trevor Lawrence will be in the Ring of Honor at Clemson. Anybody have any dissenting point of views or any affirmations of that? Any comments on that?
You're correct.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I think it is very clear that Travis Etienne is in the Hall of Fame. I'm in the Ring of Honor at Clemson one day. He is a – no one rushed for more yards and more touchdowns in the history of the Atlantic Coast Conference.
I think he's more of a lock than Trevor – than Trevor Lawrence.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I don't disagree with that. And I'll tell you this. I think that Travis Etienne is the greatest running back in Clemson football history.
Correct. Yeah.
Now, to be fair, I thought that was Terry Allen. And then, along comes C.J. Spiller. And now comes Travis Etienne. I think that Christian Wilkins will be in the Clemson Ring of Honor. I think that's a no-brainer to me. These should be no-brainers and non-discussion type stuff, but I think Christian Wilkins is maybe the greatest defensive lineman ever played at Clemson. And a guy that won every award he can win and do everything. I think Christian Wilkins is in his impact here as well. I got one story there for you. Buddy of mine is in one of the Clemson support people's office during recruiting of his year. And, like, you had all these guys, all the positions and all the rankings of the board and everything. And there were a couple of stars or it was in gold or whatever. His name was written in a different color. And I said, what about this Wilkins guy? And this is when high school. I said, what about this Wilkins guy? Who is he? He goes, well, he's the difference in national champion or not, national championship or not. And as it turned out, that was the case. So Christian Wilkins, any affirmation, any dissenting points of view? I give him a yes.
Affirmation.
Okay. The most talented defensive lineman they ever had, and this is only a three-year guy, but a two-time All-American. I think one day that Dexter Lawrence will be in the Ring of Honor. I think this is more debatable than Christian, but Dexter Lawrence is every bit the football player.
Yeah, I would say there's a high chance. I wouldn't call him a lock. He could have had much more of an impact during his career, especially if he came back for another year. I know he didn't need to, but he caught a suspension. He was injured.
Yeah.
I don't think his stats line up with that of Christian Wilkins and Travis Etienne.
I think he would slide in purely off of his NFL career, is what maybe they could.
He was so good, man. The very first game of his career, he starts the very first starting against Auburn and dominates the very first game he ever played. All right, now we're getting to some interesting ones here. Sammy and Nuke. And you might even throw T. Higgins in there, I mean, because you start looking at some of the numbers in there, but I think that both Sammy and Nuke will be in the Clemson Ring of Honor. Any dissenting point of views there or any affirmation there?
I think Sammy's more of a lock than Nuke. And correct me if I'm wrong, the Ring of Honor is based more on your impact here at Clemson than
yes.
it is. Yeah.
Yes.
So Sammy's going to get the nod from me. And Nuke should be, especially because he's a local guy. His entire story is very, it's moving and it's important. But if we're looking at on-field impact, Sammy Watkins.
Landon?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like both of them are deserving, one and two, and you know, career receiving yards here at Clemson. Sammy's one, DeAndre Hopkins two, even single season they're 1-2.
Yeah.
Sammy's in there twice in the top five. So what he did here, I mean, he was just an electric player. And I think it could have transferred a little bit better into the NFL if he didn't get banged up a little bit too. But I just feel like it'd be hard not to throw them in, considering, you know, Sammy's already gotten some
support. Would you agree Sammy's ahead of Nuke, though, in the order?
I think so, yes. If you're going strictly off of here at Clemson.
Here's where you got Sammy.
I think it'd be close.
Sammy had 240 catches, Nuke 207. I'm sorry. Receptions. Bear with me on this. Sammy 240, Nuke 207. I mean, 206. Sammy had 3,391 yards, Nuke 3,020 yards. So Sammy had more catches, more yards. Both had 27 touchdowns, which are tied for school records. So I would agree, Sammy. But I think both do get in, but Sammy gets in before Nuke on that. These are two of my favorites. Taj Boyd threw for more yards than Deshaun Watson and more yards than Trevor Lawrence. He threw for that's total offense. He threw for more yards than those guys. He had more total offense than those guys. Deshaun had more rushing yards by about 800. And I got to go total touchdowns. Let's see if I'm right by saying this. Or touchdowns accounted for through that. Or touchdowns passed. Let me get passing stuff in here. Taj Boyd had 11,000 yards, 11,900 yards. Deshaun had 10,163, and Trevor had 10,098. Taj completed more balls. He had 901 completions. Deshaun had 814, and Trevor 758. He had he's got the most yards passing, the most passing attempts, the most passing completions. The passing touchdowns, he had 17 more. Now, he played another year than Deshaun and Trevor. But a guy who threw the most passes for the most completions and the most yards and the most touchdowns, I think Taj Boyd's a Ring of Honor guy. Now, he didn't win a national championship. But I think Taj Boyd is a Ring of Honor guy. Now, again, one guy points out, that's a big old ring now. And I think there's debate about Taj. But I think Taj is a Ring of Honor guy.
I like to think he is too. In support of your argument, yes, he did not win a national championship, but he did win. He was the first Clemson quarterback to win a BCS game,
yes,
which is a huge milestone at the time.
Sure.
I hope this doesn't happen, but I feel like he might get overshadowed by what came immediately after him.
Yeah, that's not fair to him because look, let's be honest with you. He's better than. Well, you can say better than Steve Fuller, you know, better than LeVon, better than, I don't know about, Fred Cohn's an unbelievable player, though. I don't know about Banks McFadden, but I mean, better, Sammy and Nuke are better than Jay Butler. And those guys are in the Ring of Honor, so if you're going to, I mean, that's what's hard about this. It's a hard conversation, right?
If it were up to me, I'd say yes.
Lando?
I think I agree. Because that he should be in, because he's like the catalyst, right? Like he put Clemson on the map in ways, in my opinion. Like you still go back to the Chick-fil-A Bowl game, you know, you beat LSU. That was like the monumental win for Clemson, I think, and it kind of got the ball rolling that, wow, we could be a little bit more competitive if we get the right pieces. And I think the way Taj Boyd played, the way Sammy Watkins played, the way DeAndre Hopkins played, ended up in wanting and creating this sense that the Deshaun Watsons and the Trevor Lawrences wanted to come play for Clemson. So I think if you're going to do it like that and how much impact they had on Clemson football, you should put all three of them in some way, shape, or form.
I'm going to give you one more. And they didn't play on great teams, whatever. Anthony Simmons belongs in the Ring of Honor. 178 tackles, 158 tackles. He averaged 162 tackles a year for 3 years. Second leading tackle in school history because he only stayed 3 years. He would have shattered that record, by the way. He was only 29 behind that. Anthony Simmons belongs, and he won't. I don't think he'll be a Ring of Honor guy. He belongs in Ring of Honor. All right, and that's a lot of ring, man. That's a lot. We got to build on stadiums and put them in or all around the place to do all that. Let me tell you about Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. We love Trail. We love everything that Trail does. The amazing job that they do in building the commercial buildings, but Trail tailored homes right now. They're renovating your homes. They're building your homes for you in the upstate of South Carolina. Let them come and give that high-end home build for you. You're going to love Matt and the great folks at Trail Tailored Homes. On time, on budget, the great way that Trail does it. 800-319-7006. Find out why 80% of the annual volume comes from repeat clients. 85%. That's amazing. Tony Morrell is going to join us when we kick off hour number three right after this.